This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Do you use red receipts?
I do not use red receipts.
I use read receipts because if people don't see that I read the message, then I might not reply. It keeps me honest.
If I don't want to respond to somebody, I don't want it to be very obvious that I don't want to respond to them.
It's not that I'm a bad texter. I choose to ignore certain people and I would rather they not know.
So I'll like read as much as I can on the notification and then leave it there forever until I actually feel like I want to bother responding to them.
Hello, welcome to Why'd You Push That Button, a show where Caitlin Tiffany,
hi,
and Ashley Carmen, that's me, talk about the choices technology forces us to make. This week, we are talking about read receipts.
Read receipts.
Oh, gosh.
Please say read receipts and not read receipts because it's embarrassing for you.
I don't actually know which one's going to come out of my mouth at any moment.
Here's the concept of a read receipt. It just means you send a message and the app you're using tells you that the person who received it read it. So I send a text to Ashley. Hey, Ashley, what's up? You want to get dinner tonight? It says read 12:34 p.m. and she never responds. That's a devastating scenario.
Yeah. So we've noticed that this can definitely cause some drama in some friend groups because obviously if you send a message and the person doesn't respond, but you know they saw it, maybe you'll start questioning what you said or you'll start questioning yourself. Like, did you do something wrong? It's kind of like getting the silent treatment from a friend, and that's not a great feeling. But regardless, I actually really love red receipts. I have no problems with them, and I appreciate when people do use them, which is maybe a little controversial. I don't know.
I think you do know that it's controversial.
Okay. I used to hate read receipts, but recently a lot more people have been turning them on, or at least people I interact with more have had them on. And I'm one of those people who just likes a definitive answer. I want to know that you read what I sent you. It's in your brain. You read it. You saw it. I don't really care if you answer me. Like, typically, I'm sending something stupid anyways. So it's like, okay, I just want to know that that got into your brain and we're good. Also, that way, I just know if you don't answer me, you'll probably answer later, or I have a right to be mad at you because I know you saw it.
Okay, I see your stance, but also I will say that using read receipts is psychotic. And personally, I mean, this isn't even based in anything that I have experienced because everyone always texts me back immediately.
They're like, oh, message from Caitlin. Excuse me, mom. I need to take this right now.
Drop everything. No, I spend a lot of time on the internet, as do you. And I spend a lot of my time on the internet reading bad blog posts written by college students because that's just me. That's just how I spend my day. I have read a lot of them, a lot of posts about using read receipts to do like terrible things to people. This is a quote from a real website called Total Frat Move. Okay, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
If a girl says she can't meet at 2 a.m. and suggests Saturday night at 8, the read is me telling her exactly what I'm looking for in a relationship. Turning on read receipts lets you say everything you want with no words at all. That is so fucked up, okay? I'm like, everything that's supposedly a tool for connection, like a read receipt is supposed to be helpful. It's supposed to be like, okay, now I know. Confirmed, sent, received, great, security. But it's not. People are using them to like alienate people and be cruel. And that is the only reason that anyone uses read receipts.
You believe it's just like straight up malicious. What about people who don't know that you can turn them off? If we're talking about iMessage, for example.
Okay, that's some BS. Nobody doesn't know that you can turn them off. Nobody doesn't
Maybe
know that.
Maybe someone out there.
Okay, and there's another, I read another one. This is on a different website, and this one was written by a young woman. And she said that I'm not going to be childish and ignore you and torture you by making you wonder if I'm ignoring you. If I'm going to ignore you, I want it to be blatantly clear that I am. That's why she uses read receipts. Just so that she doesn't have to tell someone that she's ignoring them. She wants a little collection of pixels to do the telling for her. How did we get here as a species?
I think that's great, though. See, I like that I have an answer. Like, yes, this frat guy sounds like an asshole.
Mm-hmm.
But at least he's sending a message, a clear message. He could be more direct and say, like, sorry, I'm not looking for anything serious. I'm actually just really wanting to come over for a booty call. And that is harsh, but it is probably accurate to what he wants. At least the red receipt sends that message without having to be so cruel. But do you think that's more cruel?
It's definitely more cruel.
Okay. So I talked to my friend Ingrid about this topic too. Do you call them read receipts or red receipts?
Red receipts.
I did call them
like
red receipts.
You read it. So why would it be read receipts?
Ingrid sort of admitted to maliciously using read receipts with boys.
Instead of feeling like I'm being held accountable for a friend, I will read the response that I deem like stupid. Like, don't just say, okay, where do I go with that? I'll read it and then I won't respond. Like, do more.
And the interesting thing is that she never used to have them on. And then someone had them on and she was like, that's a good idea. And she tried it on. She loves read
receipts. Oh my God, they're spreading like a disease.
Yes. And also she's developed this weird behavior to like deal with her choice.
When I want to see a response, but I need time to like formulate my answer back. But you can only see so much when you drag down the top of your phone to see the preview of the message. I'll like go and I'll turn it off so that I can be able to like read it fully and think about it. And like at that point, I'm like, why do I even bother keeping it? It's like too much work.
Okay. I have met Ingrid and she seems like a delightful person, but that is demented.
I was just like, girl, just turn them off. But you know what? Teach his own.
I talked to my friend James, who is a frat bro, about this.
A frat bro named James.
He's a good frat bro. Okay. Just to be clear. Are we still friends? Tell me the truth.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
As expected, he refused to see how read receipts can even remotely be used to manipulate people. He was like,
I don't know. I don't care. It doesn't really seem like a big issue in my life. If people know that I read their text, it means that I've got their message.
I think he views it as like a considerate thing.
I'm not as convinced that I'm constantly being deceived as other people.
And he also has like a job that involves lots of like mobile communication or whatever. Like he's always on the go and getting pinged.
It's really just me forgetting to respond. Often it'll be like me driving or moving and I'll be like, oh, I gotta think about my response to this, and then I forget about it.
I like how he deflects blame for not answering by saying he just can't multitask, really.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, I feel like I believe James that he can't multitask.
I am in a swivel chair at the moment, actually.
I guess it just depends on how many people you have texting you. Like, I have, like, not many people texting me. So it's like, all right, sure, I can give you the courtesy of knowing I read this, but I'm probably going to respond to you because if you're texting me, I'm likely very good friends with you.
Ultimately, like, it basically comes down to what everything comes down to, which is, like, if you're talking to somebody that you know doesn't care about you very much, like, read receipts will bother you. Mm-hmm. And if it's somebody that you don't have that worry with, then the read receipts will not bother you.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to actually talk to an expert, a woman named Lou Jane. She wrote an entire thesis paper about read receipts.
Damn.
And how they affect people and, like, in what situations people like to have them as an option.
Great.
So we're going to talk to her, see what she says.
Perfect. I'm so excited to have a scientist lay this to rest in my brain.
Okay, so I am talking to Lujain Al-Haddad about a research paper she wrote while she was in grad school about read receipts and the effects they have on people. So hi, Lujain.
Hi, Ashley.
Thanks for being on this call. I know you're all the way in Saudi Arabia right now.
It's nice to be here.
And, you know, can you just tell us a little bit about your research project and what you were looking into?
Sure. So my research was about the desire of using read receipts feature in the mobile application. And I was studying the factor that affect the desire of using this feature. So I used to have like two factors, the relationship between the sender and receiver, and also the role of the user in the messaging loop. It's like, do I want to know when you read my message, or if I'm a receiver, do I want you to know if I read your message or not?
And so, you know, did you have a big sample size, and what did you eventually conclude about how people use read receipts and how they react to them.
Yeah, sure. So what did I include? That like the two-factor approach, that really the people have different opinion of using the feature, if depend on the receiver or the sender, the relationship between the two people who are texting each other. So people usually in romantic relationship or closer relationship, we call it in the research as a strong tie or strong relationship, they more likely want to use the feature in that kind of relationship, but they are less likely to use it with someone else who has kind of, they have a weak relationship. They are not really close to each other. And the other factor of the rule in the messaging loop, so people they're more likely want to use the feature when they receive, they want to receive the read receipt, but they don't want to send it with everyone.
So they want to see that their friend saw it, but they don't want their friend to know they saw it, type of thing.
Exactly.
Huh. Okay. Yeah. And just to clarify, you were looking at applications other than iMessage, correct?
Actually, I did my in WhatsApp, iMessage, Facebook Messenger. So all these applications, not only iMessage.
Why do you think people don't mind having read receipts on with someone they're messaging that they know personally, like romantic relationships, versus someone who maybe they're more acquaintances with?
What really people freak out about the read receipt feature with in general, that there is a social pressure. They feel like they have to respond immediately. So what they do usually to avoid this pressure, it's avoiding to open the message until they have the reply prepaid. And also there is expectation, people they have expectation, yeah, I saw you online a minute ago or 2 minutes, or you just read the first message, why you didn't reply to the second message? So this is kind of too much pressure. So why people or maybe they feel more comfortable to use this feature with other, with people who are close to them, because they don't feel that pressure with them. Let's say usually if you have a close friend or your boyfriend or some girlfriend, they usually know where and when we are. We are at home or we're at work or we're driving or hanging out. So we feel comfortable because they know, we don't feel that pressure. We have to reply because they know our availability actually.
Yeah. So basically people who you wouldn't mind knowing about your day and where you are at all times, it's okay, they can see I read this, I'll get back to them, it's fine. Whereas someone who maybe doesn't know your daily schedule, it seems like maybe there's a bit more pressure.
Exactly.
Gotcha. And yeah, it's interesting because it sounds like people have really developed different behavior to sort of get around the read receipts.
Mm-hmm.
And so then, I'm just curious, obviously, some people like the read receipts, some don't. Do you personally see any benefits to read receipts?
I do see some benefits. So if we go back to before the messaging application, the SMS. So when used to send message, more than one message, if they are long messages, they split it to multiple messages. So we couldn't be sure in which order these messages have arrived. But with this feature, we can know in which order they have arrived. This is one of the benefits. And also, if there is something important I want to send it to you, I don't have to resend it again if I know you already got it. Maybe you were busy or something, you didn't reply, but I know you already got the message, so there is no reason to send it again. And sometimes we have a meeting, I just want to send a confirmation okay, I will be there. There is no need to send that. They know already I opened the message, I read it, so it's mean okay, I got it.
Right. It sends a message without you explicitly sending a message.
Yes. Some people, this is kind of maybe benefit. I don't know. It's it's really a benefit, but some people, they like these things. They say there is no harsh to being honest when ignoring someone I don't want to reply to. I'm happy they know I'm ignoring them.
Yeah. We've talked about that a little bit on the show and it does come up. Well, it's true. I read your thing and I don't want to reply. Sorry.
Exactly. Honestly, for me, I sometimes do same things. Just me. I don't want to reply.
Do you have read receipts on when you send messages or get messages?
Yes.
You do?
I do. I do because I just be honest with everyone. I like the benefit of the read receipt, and I don't care if someone, like, they feel like harsh if I don't reply or something. I don't care about this. It's just like, I want you to know that I read your message. I don't want to reply.
Right. It's business.
Oh, exactly.
And then I guess finally, you know, obviously a lot of apps and software, as you've mentioned, have read receipts as either an option or, you know, they're mandatory. So I'm just curious if you've thought about any features that different companies should consider implementing or what they could do to improve the product.
Yes, it shouldn't be mandatory. It should be like an optional for user if they want to turn it on or off. And also, like, since I studied this, like, I did this, the research, and people want to use it with some people and they don't want to use it with other people. So it's good to have, like, control on this feature with different people, like, it depends on the user, not with everyone on or everyone off.
Yeah, and I know iMessage does that for sure. I don't know
if
WhatsApp
does. Yeah, that's good. iMessage does that. WhatsApp doesn't. It's, like, all on or all off. Facebook Messenger, there is no control at all. So, yeah. That's been.
Well, thank you so much for, unless there was anything else you wanted to add.
Just one thing about, like, in my search about age groups, there is just interesting, like, percentage that it was, like, 56 of my, like, the teens groups, they didn't know about read receipt sitting in their phone. Like, they were the highest number of participants who using the messaging application, but they have no idea if that feature is on or off. And this is kind of a, like, privacy concern, like, because these features are sharing an actual time and date, and these kids, they don't know about this. Like, who can, like, see the time they read message, you know, kind of,
yeah,
like, privacy.
Yeah, and, you know, it's interesting you mentioned that, because one of my friends recently was like, hey, do I have read receipts on in iMessage? Because he had accidentally turned them on because his phone is, like, totally broken. And he didn't know he had them on. And I had noticed, and I liked it. But one of his friends who saw this called him out on it. It was like, hey, I saw you read this message and you didn't reply. And he was like, what? I had no idea I even had read receipts on.
And here's the thing, is the default. It's on by default. It shouldn't be by default on. It's like, it's a feature to choose, not like something people usually use it.
Totally. Well, thank you again for answering my questions and enlightening us on the read receipts. I'm glad you were doing this work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me here. It's my pleasure to talk to you and share my research. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much.
Okay, hi, we're back. Ashley, please, for the love of God, put my mind at ease. Tell me what the expert says about read receipts.
Okay, so ultimately what she found is that people want choice. Shocker. So Facebook Messenger, I believe, makes it mandatory that you have read receipts on, which is, like, crazy. People don't want that. Come on. So
come on.
She says that we need choice. And then also, even better than just choice of all on, all off, is choice on individual threads. So it sounds like iMessage is doing it right. Because, as you know, you can choose who you want read receipts on for.
Wait, did Tim Cook read this research paper?
No, this is an older research paper.
Exactly.
At the time, damn, you got me.
He was like, some interesting ideas in here.
Yeah, Lujain single-handedly influenced Apple's decisions on iMessage.
Wow.
But it makes sense because, you know, with James and Ingrid, both of them, James is saying he does it as a courtesy, which, okay, sure, James, sure. That's probably what you do. But in theory, if it truly is just a courtesy, he could turn them off for everyone else and just turn it on for his coworkers, who he's so nice to.
It's true.
And with Ingrid, the same is true. If she's using it just to be malicious, she could just turn them on for the boys and keep them off for the girls.
Okay.
It kind of sounds like if you're not playing a game, which makes sense to me. Like, yeah. I've had them with boyfriends and it's like, oh, I'm not playing a game with you. Like, I want to know that you read this because maybe I'm just being like, hey, do you want to have dinner tonight? If you read it and didn't respond yet, I'm not worried that, like, oh no, he's going to break up with me. It's like, okay, he'll get to it when he has time.
I mean, I would 100% be like, oh no, he's going to break up. That's just like, you know, my brain does these horrible gymnastics.
That's kind of what I got from Ingrid's interview when I was talking to her about dating and read receipts. It's like, I totally understand, like, when you first start dating someone, there are a lot of times games involved. Mm-hmm. And I think it just depends on how strong your relationship is. Like, if you're in a strong relationship, whether it's platonic or not, read receipts shouldn't bother you. I think, at least. That's kind of the vibe I'm getting from this.
Yeah, no, totally. I think, like, what we were discussing before, like, the ways that people use read receipts to manipulate other people is usually, it's almost always if you don't have, like, a strong affinity for them. Because also, like, if you care about someone, maybe you emotionally manipulate them. I mean, definitely everyone's manipulating each other all the time. But you're not going to do it through a read receipt.
Right. Because also, as we mentioned, it's inconvenient a lot of times, even for you as the person having them on, like where Ingrid's had to scroll down and like kind of preview a message, but you can't click the message because they'll know. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if it's inconveniencing you, it's inconveniencing them. Don't use them is the way I see it right now.
I feel like this is going to become a theme of this podcast like pretty quickly, is that almost all of these behaviors are an issue only because people so badly don't want to be held accountable for their actions.
Probably. Yeah. I feel like we got a lot of answers here. Honestly.
I agree. Now, like, I feel at peace with read receipts, except for like the next, like if I start dating somebody and they have read receipts on, I'm just going to be like, no, bye,
stop
done.
It from the get-go.
Like, yeah, just I refuse to have another torturous read receipt in my life. Mm-hmm. But the read receipts from James, my only friend who uses them, are fine.
How would you feel if I turned them on for our messages?
I feel like I trust you.
Do you think our podcast bond is strong enough?
Yeah, it's weird because we met the day we started recording this podcast.
Yeah.
And I already feel like we've become fast friends.
All right. This is where I'm going to shamelessly plug us. Follow us on Twitter. Message us if you have ideas for podcasts. My handle is Ashley R. Carmen.
My handle is KAIT_Tiffany.
Yeah. And seriously, like, let us know. We're open to ideas. If you have a personal experience you want to share on the show, we are also here to talk to you.
Please roll up into your Apple Podcast app and rate us 5 stars if you feel like we earned it. Don't give us anything we didn't earn. But if you feel that we didn't earn 5 stars, just don't do any of this. But while you're in there, throw us a comment. We're always looking for new things to discuss on Why'd You Push That Button? And we want to hear from you. What are your burning questions? What are the buttons that you're pushing and you don't know how you feel about them? Hit us up there or via email or on Twitter. All of those things are very easy to find.
We can help you, maybe.
Tell us your weird ass stories.
We want to hear them. So yeah. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye, y'all.
Bye. Did we hang up?
You guys didn't.